From New York City, we bring you the Life Boy program starring Al Jolson with Parker Carcass and Lud Gluskin in his orchestra, and our special guest stars, Zorina, the Merry Max, and Professor Quiz. And friends, here comes the winning candidate of fun and song, our own Al Jolson.
Hello, everybody, and hello, Tiny.
Hello, Al. You know, Al, you're just the man I want to see.
Really?
You know, we're all going back to California tomorrow, so we're giving a party after the show. But, Al, without you, it just won't mean a thing.
Well, I'm sorry, Tiny. I'd really like to go, but I didn't get any sleep at all last night.
Well, how come, Al?
Well, you see, I was sound asleep when in the middle of the night, a bellboy knocked at my door and woke me up. I said, what do you want? And he said, there's a package downstairs for you, Mr. Jolson. So I said, let it stay there until morning. Well, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I fell asleep again, you know, and I was there dreaming peacefully, the most beautiful slumber I'd ever had, when there was another knock on the door, and I went to the door, and there was the same bellboy. He said, oh, Mr. Jolson, you know that package I told you about? Well, it ain't for you.
Oh, say, Al, by the way, did you wire the folks at home that you're coming there?
No, but I'm going to tell it to them right now. California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning the birdies sing and everything a sun kiss miss said, don't be late, that's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up that golden gate. California, here I come. California, here I come. Right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning the birdies sing and everything a sun is missed. Don't be late, that's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have as our guest tonight one of the most beautiful ladies in the world. Honestly, folks, she's too beautiful for one woman. She should incorporate. She plays the part of the angel in that hit show, I Married an Angel. Really, folks, if I was sure all angels looked like her, well, I'd start getting ready. You know, I'd give up playing casino. I'd cut out smoking corn silk and drinking elderberry wine. Honestly, it would be worth it. Well, I want you to meet the grandest gala I've ever seen her. I mean that gorgeous creature, Vera Zorina.
How do you do and how are you, Mr. Jolson?
Well, you can call me by my maiden name, Albertina.
All right, Albertina.
Zorina, radio is really a wonderful thing. But tonight, honestly, I wish we had television.
Television?
Yes. So all the listeners could see how beautiful you are.
Oh, then they would see you too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that wouldn't be so good. Zorina, really, you know you're the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen. I know. Oh, yes, I'm qualified because I've had my eyes open since I was 6 days old.
If Ruby's listening in, she will close them for you.
Uh-huh. Then you know Mrs. Jolson.
Oh, yes, and I think she's really beautiful.
You said it, but when you talk about beauty, honey, you should see Ruby's sister, Helen. You know, last year she won a beauty contest in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Is she that beautiful?
Well, no, but she was the only one of the contest that had a chest that the words Albuquerque, New Mexico would go across. Oh, by the way, you know Dennis King, you know, in the show, your leading man? He's very, very lucky playing opposite you, really is.
Oh, Mr. King is a very nice man and a very good actor, don't you think?
Oh, he's all right. But, Dorina, did you ever see me play love scenes?
No, I haven't.
Why, gal, listen. When I play love scenes, the audience are glued in their seats.
Well, that's a nice way of keeping them in.
What? You know that scene in the play where he hugs you like this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I did it, I'd hug you like this.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And you know that scene where he grabs you and kisses you like this? Well, I kiss you like this.
But there is no scene like that in the show.
Well, I put it in the show. I'm no fool. And you know, honey, the song he sings to you, you know the one.
Oh, you mean Spring Is Here?
Yeah. Well, here's the way I'd sing it to you. Lud, point a little spring music at Zarina and me, will you? Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz romancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Oh, spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here, I hear.
You're a fine artist, Mr. Jolson.
Thank you, and so are you. You know that scene in the show where you call the angels?
Yes.
Would you do something for me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Will you call the angels just like you do in the show? And I'll save 440. You know, look, call them by their names, and maybe they'll come flying in here. Go on, will you call them, honey?
All right.
Please.
Lucinda, Clarinda, Filomena, Rosalina, Sironella, Arabella, Florabella.
Look, believe it or not, here comes somebody flying down. Park your car, guys.
Hello, kids.
Parky?
Well.
You're just in time to meet one of the most charming guests we've ever had.
Yeah?
Did you ever hear of Zarina?
Sure, I have it every morning for breakfast. Zarina with cream, you know.
No, not Zarina with cream. That's Farina. This is Arena. And between you and me, Parky, isn't she a vision of loveliness and the personification of feminine pulchritude?
Yeah, and she's pretty, too.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, mm-hmm. Caught between two dialects. Look, Parky.
What?
You know Miss Arena right now is appearing in one of the season's hit plays on Broadway. You've heard about it.
Heard about what?
Heard about what?
Yeah.
I married an angel.
You're lucky. You should see what I got.
No. Now, look, Parky. I'm referring to the play called I Married an Angel.
Oh, sure. I've seen the first two acts.
Why not the third act? That one is the best.
Well, the program said third act 2 years later, and I couldn't wait.
Well, don't mind Parkinson. And you see, when he was born, he did a terrible thing. He lived.
Oh, I like him. He has such a sweet, nice, kind, humble face.
Thank you, Miss Arena.
Other people call me Miss Zarina, but you can call me Zarina.
Oh, that's good. Other people call me Pakiakakis, but you can call me anytime.
Parky, tell me something. What is this power you have over women? What have you got that I haven't got?
A brother on the PWA.
What?
Oh, Parky, you're so pretty. Look at those eyes, those ears, those lips, those nose.
Zarina. Take another look. You forgot those chins.
Yeah. Parky, darling.
Yeah.
I only met you a little while ago, but I'm crazy for you. Today, Today I'm yours.
Yeah, but what am I going to do tomorrow?
Oh, Parker, you're a lucky devil to be liked by an artist like Zarina. Do you realize that she's appeared before the crown heads of Europe? A lady who was commanded to come before the king and queen of England?
What's that? I came before the king and queen of England.
You came before the king and queen of England?
Sure, I came to America 20 years ago. They're not coming till next spring.
Thank you, Zarina. It was a sure swell of you to come here before going through your own performance at the theater. And now I bring, well, one of the finest young swing groups in the country. You hear them every Wednesday night on the Fred Allen Show, and I'm sure my friend Fred has said all the clever things that can be said about these youngsters. And so I give you three boys and a girl who call themselves the Merry Max. They offer their own version of Chopsticks.
Chopsticks, oh chopsticks, there's nothing like chopsticks to help any romance along. Four hands start playing, two heads start swaying, and two hearts start singing a song. If one of us makes any music mistakes while we're chop, 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 chopping the sticks, no need to get mad, for there's nothing so bad that a couple of kisses can fix. Let's play together and we'll find out whether we'll ever be really in tune. Don't dare to stop till our hearts go pop, pop, while we chop, 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 chop the sticks. Chopsticks, oh, chopsticks. Like chopsticks to help your romance along. Four hands start playing, and two heads start swaying, while two hearts are singing a song. If one of us makes any musical mistakes while we are chop, chop, chopping the sticks, chop, chop, chopping the sticks, no need to get mad, for there's nothing in the world so bad that a couple of kisses can't fix.
Kids, it's grand when boys meet girl in close harmony. It's too bad that all people aren't in closer harmony. Why aren't they, Tiny?
Well, Al, I'll illustrate the answer to that question with a series of little scenes entitled Critical Moments in the Lives of People.
How do you do, Miss Lovedale? Bob Jones introduced us one lunch hour last week. I'm John Kempton.
Oh, of course, Mr. Kempton. Excuse me if I rush along. I have an appointment.
Hello, Mr. Spang. I've been trying to get in to see you for months.
Oh, yes, Brown. Can you make it some other time? I'm very busy today.
Hello, Mrs. Gates. I haven't seen you in ages. Can't we go to the church supper together tonight?
I'm sorry, I can't go.
And those were three people who were turned down and will never know why, yet the answer is so simple. Each had made a bad impression. That's why any moment when two people are together may be a critical moment for both. For each forms an impression of the other. A bad impression may do untold harm, and nothing certainly makes a worse impression than B.O. Unfortunately, B.O. offenders rarely know when they're guilty. Don't let B.O. ever make a bad impression that may spoil chances for success in romance, business, or friendship. Use Lifebuoy Health Soap with its exclusive ingredient. Lifebuoy in your daily bath stops B.O., assures personal freshness.
gentlemen, I know that all you folks listening in tonight, especially you mothers and fathers, are familiar with a youngster that continually keeps asking questions. Well, I want you to meet that same youngster grown up, presenting the one and only, the original Professor Quiz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and how do you do, Mr. Jolson?
How do you do?
How are you feeling tonight? And if so, what's the reason for it? I'll give you 10 seconds on that one.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Professor. Right off the bat, you start asking me questions. But tonight, we're going to reverse that procedure. I'm going to ask you the questions.
I don't answer the questions. I ask them.
Well, I listened to your Saturday night Battle of Wits program. Now, tell me something, Professor. Is it true you know the answers to over 100,000 questions?
Well, roughly speaking, I imagine I have answered about 100,000 questions on Manaxipa Nima program.
Well, if you know the answer to 100,000 questions, may I ask you just one?
Well, that sounds simple enough. What is the question?
What's Myrna Law's phone number? Come on, give me that.
Well, I'd like to know that one myself.
You ain't kidding. Now, look. Professor, how would you like to do a great favor to the married men of this nation?
Why, certainly, Al. Gladly.
Then let me broadcast your telephone number to all the husbands listening in tonight.
But just what good would my telephone number do you husbands of America?
Brother, listen. When we get home at 5 o'clock in the morning and our wives start popping questions at us, we need somebody like you that knows all the answers. Yes, sir.
That's correct, Justin. Absolutely correct.
Pardon me, Mr. Jolson, but that thing standing there, is it true or false?
I'm sorry, Professor. You'll have to answer that yourself. Parky, that's Professor Quiz.
Well, ain't that a coinkydinky? You know, Quiz is my middle name?
What do you mean, Quiz is your middle name?
Well, when I was born, my father looked down at me, then he looked up at my mother and says, let's call it Quiz. Yeah.
No, the word is quits. Quits, not quiz. Now I can readily see why your father wanted to call it quits.
Oh, wise guy, huh? Listen to me, Professor Diz. You know, when you talk to me, you're talking to a fellow that knows all the answers.
Parky, try him out with a couple of your questions. Come on, Professor. Maybe that'll shut him up. Go ahead.
All right, I'll try him. Now, are you ready for the first question?
Ready? I'm way ahead of you. I already know the answer. 22 cucumbers.
But I haven't given you a question yet.
Well, that makes me one up on you. Give the second question to Justin. You're too easy for me.
With pleasure. Now, Al, here is your question. If a person from Washington is called a Washingtonian, and a person from Oregon is called an Oregonian, and a person from California is called a Californian, what do they call a person from Vermont?
That's easy. A Republican.
You know, and another thing, Mr. Quiz. Jocelyn and me knows the answer to every question in the world.
That's right, Professor. Yes. Any question that I can't answer, Parky can.
Yes, really? Sir. You don't say so. Yeah. Well, Al, here's one for you to fool around with. Prove that in a right-angled triangle, the square of the hypotenuse equals the sum of the squares of the other two sides. Well, Al?
I'm sorry, but you see, that's one of the questions Parky can answer. Oh.
What are you trying to do, Jocelyn? Double do me? Yeah.
Well, Mr. Pakikakis, I'll repeat that question again for your benefit.
Yeah, well, take it slow. Wait a minute. Don't go so fast. Go ahead.
Right. Prove that in a right-angled triangle, the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides. Can you prove that?
I don't have to prove it. I admit it. Yeah.
Very good, Parky. Very good.
Well, gentlemen, so far your scores are 0-20. Do I dare attempt another question?
Sure, you can't scare us, Professor.
All right, here goes. Mr. Pakyakakis, yes. I'm going to ask you one of the oldest questions in the world.
Well, you came to the right fella. Go ahead.
All right, Paki, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The egg came first because that's on account of the chicken came from the egg. That's easy.
Yes, but who laid the egg?
That's right, Parky. Who laid the egg? Come on now. Who laid the egg?
Well, don't look at me. I didn't do it.
Well, all I can say is if you did, you'd be on Ripley's program.
Yeah? Don't kid yourself. There was a lot of eggs laid on this program. Yeah.
Parky, you're self-conscious. Look, Professor. I've got another question.
Okay, Mr. Jolson, is it a hard one?
Oh, no, this is a very easy one.
Very well, go right ahead.
Yeah, give it to him, Justin. Go ahead.
All right, here it is, Professor. If it takes a cast-iron goldfish with a rubber tail 14 days to swim around a bowl of borscht. How long will it take an electric eel with a short circuit to shoot a matzo ball in the side pocket?
Well, fool around with that for a while. Go ahead.
There's no use, Professor. There's no answer to that. I was just kidding.
Oh, yes, there is.
No, there ain't.
If it takes a cast iron goldfish with a rubber tail 14 days to swim around a bowl of borscht,
yeah,
it will take an electric eel with a short circuit 3 times as long to shoot a matzo ball in the side pocket as it would a bow-legged cow to write, "Moving pictures are your best entertainment," with a stick of bubble gum.
That's correct, Professor. Absolutely correct.
You see, boys, there is an answer to every question if you can figure it out.
Is that so? I'll bet you that you can't even answer some of your own questions.
Oh, that's silly, Parker. The man isn't going to give a question if he can't answer himself.
Well, I'll still bet he can't answer some of his own questions.
I guess Parker hasn't much faith in you, Professor.
Nevertheless, I think that I can answer any question that I ask myself.
All right, well, here goes. Professor, have you ever seen a hole dug in the ground by a rabbit?
Yes.
How does the little rabbits ever dig the holes without leaving any dirt around the top?
Now, just a moment. That's not my question, Pocky. That's yours. You answer it.
Well, it's easy. You see, they begin at the bottom and they dig up.
Ah, yes. But how do they get to the bottom in the first place?
Ah, that's your question. You answer it, Professor.
How is the four-leaf clover business, old boy?
Well, it's a landslide, Al. The way those requests have been pouring in, it looks as if Dame Luck is mighty popular with a lot of people. I know I feel luckier with a real four-leaf clover in my pocket.
Same here, Tiny. Why don't you remind the folks about the offer while I check over the lyrics of my next song?
All right, Al. Well, friends, the supply is limited, and that's why I want to tell you that this may be your last chance to get your real four-leaf clover in a gold-colored case. The case itself is about the size of a silver dollar, just right for a pocket piece. Each one has a little loop on it so that the girls can wear theirs on a ribbon as a locket. The men can slip theirs on their watch chains. Now, pressed under an unbreakable crystal is an honest-to-goodness four-leaf clover, specially treated, so it'll stay bright and fresh-looking indefinitely. Now then, how about it? Don't you want one of these four-leaf clovers, too? Make a grand present for your sweetheart or for a friend to whom you wish good luck. Well, all right, send for yours tonight or tomorrow. Just send your name and address together with 15 cents in coin, now no stamps, please, and 3 Lifebuoy box fronts, not the whole carton, to Lifebuoy, Box 7, New York City. I'm going to repeat those directions. Send them to Lifebuoy, Box 7, New York City, enclosing 15 cents and 3 Lifebuoy box fronts. Now, if you happen to live in Canada, listen carefully. Here's what you do there. Address Lifebuoy in care of the station to which you're listening and enclose 20 cents, 2 dimes, with 3 Lifebuoy box fronts to cover costs, duty, postage, and handling. All right, Mr. Jolson, stage is all yours.
Thank you. Some of the finest music in this land of ours can be found in the Negro spirituals. I've admired these songs ever since I was a boy down in Alexandria, Virginia, where I first heard them. Tonight, I'd like to sing a different type of spiritual, a song written by one of the greatest songwriters of our day, Irving Caesar. The name of the song is "Oh, What a Day That Will Be." The colored man sings a spiritual when he is feeling sad. Now the white man too needs a spiritual, 'cause things are going bad. So sing, brother, sing. Oh, what a day that'll be, when trouble and woe blow out to the sea. When nations say no, 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 the last was the last time. Let war be a pastime for the devil below. Oh, 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 oh.
what a day that will be. When bugles that blow, blow in sweet harmony. But when we find nations walking hand in hand, and every land's the promised land, oh, what a day that'll be. Oh, what a day that'll be. When trouble and woe blow out to the sea. When nations say no, 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 the last was the last time. Let war be a pastime, or the devil be low. Oh, 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 what a day that'll be. The day that we know the whole world is free. And when there is peace on earth to every man in Europe, China, and Japan, oh, what a day that'll be.
Folks, we have only a few seconds left, but I want to express our appreciation of our guests here tonight. Lorena, the Mary Max, and Professor Quiz. It was a pleasure having them. It's been swell being here in New York, but our visit is over. We're heading home right after the broadcast. So next week, we will come over this network from Hollywood. I hope you'll be listening because Martha Ray will be back with us in addition to Parker Carcass and Lud Gluskin's orchestra. Our special guest star will be that fine Russian screen comedian, Misha Auer. Good night, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Take this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to thank again Professor Quiz, who's with us through the courtesy of Noxzema. I'd like also to thank Sam Goldwyn for his courtesy in allowing Vera Zarina to appear with us on our Jolson show this evening. This is Tiny Ruffner speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.